League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Houston. Today, the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios are located inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill, which is nestled inside the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles. Let's join the guys who have all the answers to life's queries, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell out here. B-Mac is back in the studio, and we are really excited about another day talking about the big game coming up this Sunday, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Here we will talk with Doug Lewis in just a second. He runs the book here. We'll find out where the money is going and how this how it works here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, where we just love it. Had a big time yesterday being here all day. Listeners, did you meet any listeners yesterday?
I didn't yesterday.
I did, yeah.
It's hard to when you're up in your room writing up Aaron Casey, linebacker, Indiana, and Mason McCormick, a guard. I think you guys would have been interested in Mason McCormick. He's a guard from North Dakota State that wears a neck roll, kind of old school. Garrett Greenfield, tackle from. Now, I did come back down here for peanut butter pie that I'd had my eyes on, and I got sick to my stomach from eating too much.
Okay.
Oh. Literally like a little kid, I ate a piece of pie after having, all I had was a baked potato and some green beans from Saltgrass. And I was like, I'll just keep this pie as a little treat. As a treat for myself for doing my players. And then I was like,
Since you were for the NFL, you can't go into the casino.
When I was full.
So you were just up in your room the whole day.
Yeah. I stayed up until 9:30 riding these guys. Fifth.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Oh, I spent a lot of time going back and forth with people about my mock draft yesterday.
That's fun.
Because my mock draft dropped yesterday.
Because everybody loved your mock draft, right?
During lunch. Well, we can talk about it now. I mean, it dropped when I was at lunch. They sent it out. And so you looked at it.
I saw it.
And
I thought it was trash. I would have brought the trash out to the front.
And thrown it in. I didn't get any of those. And actually, I didn't get – so this mock draft is when now I do have to deal with people who they're used to what the – narratives are on players because the same people say the same thing for several months. So when I don't have Drake May 2 and I have Jaden Daniels 2, which I had somebody from NFL Network who's a former GM reach out, text me yesterday and say, hey, I'm 100% with you on Drake May. I don't see it. The guy doesn't throw with accuracy, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I just think there's going to be a lot of people because they were so – this has been the thing all year. It's like, okay, the same way when it was Tua, tank for Tua, and he wasn't the first quarterback.
Right.
It's going to be.
And he's garbage.
Caleb is going to be one, and the Bears aren't moving. I feel pretty strongly. But the idea was Caleb and then Drake, Caleb, Drake, Caleb, Drake. So everyone's got that, and they can't fathom that it can't be this. Anybody who says this is looking for clicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for, no, just go watch. It's just, it's hard to find it on tape.
Well, Drake, Matthew right? Nexus wrote an article.
I like that guy, Matthew Nexus, whoever that
NFL
is.
NFL evaluator suggests top QB prospect could fall in the draft. Well, you talked to him, so you should like him. According to NFL draft analyst Lance Zierlein, however, one of these signal callers could unexpectedly drop down the board. I talked to an NFL guy today who thinks that May could be the guy who falls in this draft, Zierlein said on Move the Sticks podcast. He compared him to Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So This NFL guy, was it Dell? Because Dell is squarely against Drake May his whole life.
Maybe Dell should be an NFL guy.
You think Drake, that Dell should be an NFL guy because he doesn't like – he hates
Until
Drake May.
Until a player falls.
No, it's almost unnatural how much he hates
Well, just because I saw it before everyone else, I don't think I should be getting any undue slander. I said, what are we talking about here? And look, the guy who watched – I saw it before I even really watched 20 hours of tape like Lance did, and Lance saw the same thing. So maybe I should be doing someone's job, and he should be doing something else.
So here's a question for you. You know how when you know about the restaurant or the cool band and you get kind of upset when other people find out about it? Like, I knew it first. Dell's like, he's the one that hated a restaurant first or hated a band first, and now other people hate the restaurant and the band.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the one who hated them first. I was first here to hate them.
That's the problem.
That's
what
you
guys perceive my thoughts as hate. I didn't hate Drake May. I just said, what are we talking about here? He's not great. He's okay. He's fine. If you're a quarterback desperate, draft him high. But you're getting – I didn't call him Drew Lock. I just called him Mr. Trubisky because of the North Carolina reference.
I can't wait till he's C.J. May, and he's awesome, and he's the best quarterback in this draft. That's what I can't wait for.
C.J. May?
C.J.
Yeah,
May.
That's what he's going to be.
I mean, hey, listen, it's not impossible that he could become like
Herbert.
Not Herbert.
Never winning anything?
Herbert was cleaner, a little bit cleaner out of college, but like Josh Allen, kind of a wild stallion. It's not impossible. That's who you use for Anthony Richardson, for Will Levis, for anybody that's got size and is not accurate, you just say, I see Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I see Josh Allen.
See that athletic?
Josh
though?
Allen is like one of one. No, Drake's not as athletic as – no. He's not.
But you did go on to say this. I think Bo Nix is going to surprise a lot of people. Now, this must have been before the Senior Bowl.
It was after one practice.
A lot of people who just wrote him off after Auburn, and they don't really pay attention to.
Well,
Pac-12
I still haven't
football.
Going in the first. I still haven't gone in the first round, and plus.
But you had him late to the Patriots.
Well,
right?
Here's the thing. Yeah, I had the Patriots trading in. Here's the thing: two practices at a Senior Bowl does not. It doesn't.
No, but
make
he looked like crap though. Huh?
The prospect. Yeah, he doesn't make the prospect. I guess he looked okay in the game. It's just all it did was just create more worries for me. It doesn't mean he's not going to end up being a good NFL pro, but where he could get drafted, it hurts for me. I'm moving him down because I think he could have been drafted inside the top 10 to 12 before that. After Senior Bowl, I mean, we'll see what happens at Combine. Combine's another time. But, yeah, I did some things that had some people a little actually excited, some of the teams, because I've got J.J. McCarthy up to 12. With Sean Payton, because I feel like he'll see some Drew Brees in him. And in terms of just the way he
what
processes.
What was the best comment, though? We don't care about all this. What was the best comment, the most insulting?
Well, the one that made me the mad, you want to know the one that made me the maddest is one of our listeners, actually. And he, you know, and I've indulged him in direct messages. You don't even indulge people in direct messages.
No, I probably mute them.
Yeah, you don't even indulge them. And this guy, I've answered his stuff before, you know, just yes, no. You know, usually, if you want to ask me a question, you don't have to come in my direct messages. And I've given them longer answers on some stuff and tried to be nice about it. And then it turned into, the other day, you know, he asked, are you worried at all about C.J. Stroud? This is back in July. You worried about him not having a deal signed? I was like, no. I'm not worried about it. It's a slotted deal. It's in July. They said, you think it's going to get done sometime next week? I said, yes. Then in August, he's blah, blah, blah. Do you think Stroud is basically the starter at this point, even though it's been hasn't been officially announced? That would seem weird that he has been with the ones for a full week and then they haven't suddenly changed. I was like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Hey, Lance, would you be surprised that the Texans won this weekend? This is in October. I'm not answering that.
So,
hey,
so
how
what
you
did
feeling
he
about the matchup against Denver? I'm not answering that. This is stuff you can get to me on Twitter. So I haven't said anything. Then he pops up on Friday, and this one irritated me. He said, I know you weren't high on Tank pre-draft. Have your opinions changed on this? Which is basically a passive-aggressive little. And I'm like, Tank who? I said, Tank Dell?
Carradine.
I said, I wasn't. So I screenshotted like a bunch of stuff that I said about Tank Dell. Couldn't be further from the truth. Couldn't be further from the truth. I said, maybe you're thinking of someone else, and that's it. Then he takes my tweet where I said, if the Texans want to be players in the free agent market, I think they let Dalton Schultz and Grenard walk while doing an extension with Nico and re-up in Motor Singletary. Now, that one caused a whole fit of things. He goes, I know. He goes, what would you do with Nelson in this scenario? I'm not laying out a whole game plan for you on direct message.
Well,
and then yesterday, he goes.
Well, you're friends. You should.
Yesterday,
yeah,
he goes.
You guys are buddies. You DM each other.
Well, I don't even barely.
You
DM answering
him?
Was answering.
Do
was
you DM mistake. Him or not?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay then.
Okay. No, right. I answer, and then he goes, "Hey." After my mock came out, he goes, "I know Matt Miller had Chop going in the second round. I had Chop Robinson to the Texans at 23. He goes, "I know Matt Miller had Chop going in the second round. You don't think the Texans should take him in the second round instead of pick 23?" And I said, "My work is out there. You already misrepresented me once. I put out a mock draft, and you literally asked me why my mock draft isn't more in line with Matt Miller's." I said, "What are you even doing?"
Okay.
And at this point, we're done.
Now you lost a listener and a friend.
Now you know what Michelle Keegan's going to feel like when you slide into her DMs.
Yeah.
Slide into
she's going to be like.
By the way, I didn't read any of them, but they're like 8 straight messages from this guy where Lance doesn't respond. That's what it's going to be like. When
you got to see Johnster.
All right. So
yeah. Oh, good. Somebody put a
trash
out
there. I don't answer DMs. I don't answer anything. You need to talk about Republic Group.
I don't answer anything.
Need to talk about Republic. And then we got Doug Lewis, who runs the book here. And we're going to talk to him about this game. And we're going to talk about the gambling game next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So, listen, rodeo's right around the corner. You know it's coming up this month. And then it stretches into March. So it's going to be a fun time. We went to Republic Boot Company, and I'd heard about Republic Boot Company, but I haven't been a boot guy since I was young. My grandpa would take me to go get boots when I was visiting in Kansas on a farm, and it really brought me back, although this is unlike anything. My grandpa Stevens would have loved this. You walk in, you smell the leather, but it is really an absolutely unique space that they have there, and the boots are incredible. They have ready-to-wear, rodeo-ready boots that are sitting there on the shelves that look incredible. They have a variety. They have ostrich. They have eel. They have rhinoceros. They have elephant. These are all for custom. If you'd like to get custom, it takes longer to get the custom made, but these things are going to last you a lifetime. They fit it to your foot on the custom as well. But ready to wear right off the rack are better than basically anything else you're going to find out there. It's their own line, the 1836 line, and it is the heart of Texas craftsmanship inside the building. But it's more than just a place where you buy and have your rodeo, your cowboy hats fitted. It's more than just a place to get your boots and all of your accessories like your belts, your belt buckles, everything. They've got drinks in there. They've got an unbelievable setup where you can just hang out. They have live music that plays in this. It looks like a small place, and really it's got this enormous amount of size in the middle, and it's really incredible. You need to go find it. Republic Boot, that's where tradition meets style. Even custom fit suits are available in there. RepublicBootCompany.com. Get your hats and your boots ready for rodeo. RepublicBootCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
I know what you're thinking. These dudes have probably been up all night at the casino and sportsbook, as it provides every single vice they possess. And they're still here. They haven't left yet. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We are in the beautiful DraftKings Sportsbook. What a great place to work, and that's where Doug Lewis is every day. He is here. Well, not every day. This is your day off, right?
Correct.
It sucks to be here now, right?
Well, you made him come.
Well, I didn't. Kobe could have gone yesterday. He said, I was actually working. So let me ask you this, Doug. You run the sports book, and we've talked to we know Tony from Vegas, at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas, and we've talked to him plenty about it, about running the book. First of all, this week, does this make your year? Is this week? How big is this? Is obviously the biggest week of the year you'll have.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And so what? A neighborhood of handle.
We'll probably do about a month's worth in one day.
About a month's worth day.
Yeah.
And leading up now, are you seeing that it's
starting to pick up?
It's starting to pick up now. People are coming in and making the best. So Jerry Del Pret told me that this book is like bigger than all the other books combined in the Landry's. Is that still true?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, so that's a big handle you guys do.
Yes.
A huge handle you guys do. Is that a little surprising to you that this in Lake Charles it would be this big?
It was surprising how many people actually came in the first year.
Yeah.
And it just got bigger after that.
And it's most of your is from Houston?
Yes.
Yeah.
About 80%.
About 80% is coming from Houston. That's huge. And especially with the how much online gambling that there is, that it would still be this big, that people would still travel to make their bets.
Texas can't do it.
Right. Well, you can find a book in Texas. Well,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can find a book in Texas. That is a little surprising, but the difference is
not
that
legally.
I can.
Correct.
Not, well,
this is legal.
Right. Yep. But I can also, I don't get paid right away, get paid off right away by my bookie. Here, I win, I bring you, give you my ticket, I get my money.
Correct.
That's a lot more fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're forward thinking here because now you can still come here and you can get a room on Sunday night, right? Still, we talked to Josh yesterday. He said Sunday night there will be some rooms available still. But if you want to come and you want there's easy ways. You don't have to be in the sports book to bet on Sunday.
Oh, no. We have kiosks out on the floor where you can actually play table games and bet on the sports at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can – I mean, all over the building there's kiosks, right? And it's going to be a great place. What's the most – I love the NCAA tournament, the first days of March Madness. What's your favorite event here?
That's mine.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife goes to the other end of the house the first part of March.
Oh, she does? Yeah. Because it's so electric, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best. And, y'all, if you want to have the most fun that you'll have for March Madness, this is the place to be.
Every game on at the same time on big screens, you can't miss it.
And screaming on a I always say, a 30-point game, somebody cares about that basket.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, always.
Even if it's a 30-point game, there's still people screaming about much. And you know, you could be sitting next to somebody that's on the other side, and you're both rooting, you're rooting against each other. It's so much fun. That's the best to me. That handle isn't even close to the Super Bowl, though.
Oh, no.
No?
Not even close.
Well, what's that like?
Maybe a third. I mean, it's full in here, but most people bet a lot smaller on it.
Yeah, people are crazy about this game.
Oh, nuts.
The Super Bowl.
Nuts.
It really is crazy.
Coin toss, Gatorade color.
Do you? I know because we've talked to Tony before. When the Bears were playing the Colts, he moved the game because he wanted as much Bears action as he could get.
Yeah.
Do you take those kind of chances?
No, I mean they pretty much it's all done by DraftKings. We don't touch it.
Oh, you don't touch it?
Nope.
No. So DraftKings makes all the numbers, puts out all the numbers for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's based on your movements are based on handle. Obviously,
right. Correct.
And things like that. Will you see? Will you guys? I've always wondered this because it seems like nationally, maybe the books are more because the books are aligned. Nationally, right? You know what other books have and things like that. It's one of the ways they find discrepancies in betting numbers. It can lead to maybe questionable things going on with the game or whatever.
Yes.
It's one of the ways they found the Arizona State point-shaving scandal back in the 90s in basketball. But I'm curious about, like, can you – do you have the – or will you guys move stuff just based on your handle, or does it take a lot – to move a number like on a game like the Super Bowl because the handle's so going to be so huge. I would imagine it takes a lot more to move a number.
It takes, locally at least.
Yeah.
Well, locally it won't move at all with the money we take. It won't move anything. But if somebody makes $500,000, three quarter of a million.
But it reads it through whatever algorithm in DraftKings.
Yeah. Right, and then the traders move it up and down.
So you're – because this book is part of the DraftKings network, which is online as well.
Correct.
I mean, this is just one arm of a massive entity of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think – can you give us an indication of which way the money is going so far?
Well, you know, the spread has moved. It went all the way down to one, and it's moved back up to two. And it's I've seen a lot on the Chiefs.
You've seen a lot on the Chiefs.
Just about everybody.
That's the exact opposite of what should be happening.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people betting Chiefs, and yet the number went up.
Yeah.
So that means that the right money is coming in on San Francisco.
Somewhere else, yeah.
Right. The right money.
Yeah.
The smart.
Or the bigger bet.
Yeah.
Because you can have more people. You can have 100 people bet $100, and you can have one guy bet $10,000, and it's.
Well, if he's the right guy.
Yeah.
If he's the right guy, right?
No.
Yeah, and where were you before this?
I worked table games for almost 30 years.
Oh, you did?
So I just moved over here.
You were a pit boss?
Yeah.
You were a boss over there? And now you boss everybody around over here?
Yeah.
Which is better? You like this
Sportsbook
better?
Is definitely better.
Why? Yeah. Why?
You have to deal with the John Granados.
I don't know, man. I've been a sports junkie all my life since I was 6 years old. So this is just like home.
It is. Yeah. So you – yeah, I mean, you know the games and whatnot. Yeah. And it's just – you're just managing people too, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But you don't have to deal with the drunks at the tables now.
I just have to do a deal with them over here.
At the windows now.
Yes.
Now they're at the windows, yep. And you got to deal with them. And how much is – I mean, are people – trusting the kiosks more and more now? Is it easier? Or is it
a lot of people still like the face-to-face interaction
of the
yeah, they don't trust. A lot of people still can't find what they're looking for, and it's even though they're making it really easy for people to find their bets, they still can't seem to find what they're looking for,
right?
So it's always better.
And then do I have to go to the window to cash in, or can I get my money out of the kiosk too?
If it's under a certain amount, you can scan the kiosk and you can make another bet. But you can't get cash out of the kiosk.
You got to go to the window.
Yes.
You always got to go to the window.
Yep.
All right. That's cool. So this is going to be a – so you don't get to watch – do you get to enjoy the game, or is it too much work? Is there too much stuff going on?
I can peek up to it every now and then.
You can't. Okay. Yeah. So will you have squares and everything else going on too?
There are squares actually on the kiosk on the bets.
You can really?
Yes. You can make bets on the – yeah.
For your squares?
Yep.
Sure. Not just put my name in and everybody else puts their name in and then we win?
There's a section that has all the breakdown of each quarter, numbers, everything.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Oh, so you can pick your own numbers?
Yep.
Oh, you can pick your own square?
For each quarter, each half, and like a full game.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. Mm-hmm. And what about live betting during the game here, if I'm here?
If you want to make bets during the game, you can come all the way up roughly to about 5 minutes before the game is over.
Before the game's over. 5 minutes before the game's over.
Roughly. So, it changes depending on the game. But
yeah. I gotcha. So this is the listen, people, this is the place to be. And, oh, by the way, you can still come and be part of it. You probably have to watch in a Cadillac or in the Blue Martini.
Correct.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it. Or even in the casino, they're going to have TVs, all the TVs.
It'll be on every TV out there.
Every TV in there. So you still have a chance if you want to be here live where the action is, because this is the action. But I would suggest now that you make your plans to be here for the NCAA tournament. Because that is the Thursday, Friday, the first Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is about as exciting as it gets.
Yes.
Yeah, so make your plans now and reserve it till you still got tables available for that.
Yes, sure do.
So you've got tables available there. Go now, goldennugget.com/Lake Charles, goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. Doug, man, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the success of this place. It's on.
Thank you.
If you have not been here, I'm telling you, it's as good a sports book as you'll find. This is as good as Vegas.
Oh, I think it's actually a little better because we have it set up to where the groups of people can interact with each other instead of sitting
in rows. Right. Yep. Yeah, and it's stadium seating in a lot of places. This is all, like, this is a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant sports.
Like your living room.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely is. It's great. It's fantastic. We watched the games here the other night, and then we were watching pickleball, and then we were watching rodeo. I mean, so yeah. you got
that's the beauty of a sports bar.
Yeah.
And if you can bet on stuff, it's even more fun to watch.
So I'm playing poker too yesterday afternoon, and they've got ESPN on or FS1 on, and they're talking about the stuff, and they're giving insight. While you're here, you're picking up insights about the games and whatnot as well. So all day long, it's happening. You had a nice crowd here yesterday. Yeah. A lot of people were hanging out.
It filled in nicely.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
That was the Super Bowl betting and stuff.
Too. Oh, that was. Yeah. Yeah. The people were here about the Super Bowl, and they were hanging out here at the bar. It's just a great place. Yeah. They got blackjack tables here. It's awesome. Yeah. So thank you for stopping in. We appreciate it. Sorry we had to do it on your day off.
That's okay, man.
There's Doug Lewis with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, Lance, let's talk a little. Right now we are going to talk a little bit about Underdog.
Yeah, let's talk about Underdog. Underdog Fantasy is going to give you a chance to take advantage of an unbelievable opportunity. And you know, you can. I've told you guys this before. I mean, you can watch and play at the same time. You can watch your sporting events and then play, you know, the game with the Pick'em Challenge at the same exact time, which makes it so much fun on the Pick'em Challenge. You pick between two and five players, and it is going to pay you a lot if you hit five correctly on high and low. They give you statistics, and you go higher or lower, just between two and five players. You can stop at just two players. But it's great because it's legal in Texas, and it's a ton of fun, and you can play as you watch the game, making real money. It's been very easy for me to use the app. I love it. It's the interface is great. You use promo code Lance. They are going to double your first deposit up to $100. Plus, you're going to get a special pick. Go to the easy-to-use mobile app. Download it. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and then you're ready for the big game. Plus, they're going to give you a special pick of higher than 0.5 total yards to use on your first play. This is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of an easy, easy winner. They're giving you an easy, easy winner right off the bat with higher than 0.5 yards. Why would you do anything else? You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're a Twin Flame and this is your union.
This is a place full of temptation for the easily tempted, like John and Lance. Dell, well, he's not so easily tempted, but that does not mean he's innocent. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John, Lance, and the not-so-easily-tempted Dell.
Big ups to Mike. Mike showed up this morning. He's on his way to Baton Rouge. He's got work to do. He's going to be working with Houston.
Mike looks like he's headed to Las Vegas to play in a Super Bowl.
Mike, yeah, Mike's a big
Looks
dude.
Looks like a tight end.
No, Mike's a big dude.
Looks like he's the second tight end for Kansas City. Is that Noah Gray?
No. Mike is going to be working with Houston and doing some stuff there. He's in the PVF business. And we played some poker last night. He came out to East River 9 and he brought Gilbert a, what was at the ALCS, he bought a program for Gilbert. It's still in my truck.
Because
I haven't seen it.
Well, Gilbert doesn't listen to the show anymore.
He doesn't.
Anyway. You know that Gilbert, for those of you who you obviously know Gilbert.
Gilbert's on hold?
Look at you.
Well, bring him on. Just bring him on. Bring him on now.
Bring Gilbert on.
Gilbert, I know you don't listen to the show, right? You don't listen to the show anymore, right, Gilbert?
Well, he's sleeping. He's sleeping now.
Gilbert.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
I mean,
how long ago did he call? A second ago?
No.
Did he, 5 seconds ago? Oh, okay. No wonder.
20 minutes.
How can you stay on hold for 20 minutes and not sleep? Anyway, Mike brought a ALCS, and I haven't seen Gilbert since. I'm not bringing it to you, ring and run, okay, when you bring stuff to Gilbert's house, okay? Ding dong ditch.
I didn't ring and run.
Yeah.
No one answered the door.
Yeah. No.
Because they were afraid.
Ring, and then you.
No, everyone was afraid.
Just in case they might answer.
I don't know who you are.
Anyway, so I've got that in my. Maybe that'll make up for the hat. You never got them.
Yeah,
and you
hopefully.
Were supposed to get them. Mike is a listener to the show, and he's actually going to be doing business with one of our people, Houston, and Archie over at TPC Industrial. Yesterday, Dell, when we first got here, what was the stat that was up there? Cam Whitmore.
He's got 14 points in 19 minutes, something like that.
It's like every game they put
up. But he was like 4 of 13.
He and Kobe, they keep on comparing him to Kobe's first year, how little minutes they play and the production that they put up, right? No. It's
who's doing this?
No, this is happening. It's actually pretty close, too. Cam Whitmore and Kobe Bryant in their rookie seasons when they're coming off the bench – are actually their production is pretty close. It's actually similar. So everybody's like Cam Whitmore. Wow, Cam Whitmore, what a pick at number 20. Well, not if you ask Ime Udoka. Listen to Ime when asked about Cam's production the other night. Here's Ime talking about Cam maybe going back to G League.
Cam had another night where he was able to make a big impact in a short amount of time. What'd you see from him?
I saw some, especially in the first half, I saw some shots that you need to make the extra pass to teammates. You know, he got it going a little bit late, kind of when it was out of hand. But the message is do the right thing from the start. And, you know, you're not at that deficit at halftime. So I think it's just at some point we have to make a decision. We're going to be on a nightly basis. You know, play great defense one night, play unselfish basketball one night, and then revert back to things that don't bring us success. And so there's got to be a light bulb moment at some point where we do something consistently, or else it's going to be this back and forth all year.
Well, you ain't lying. Or else why is that the lead? You just got your asses kicked on the road. Yeah. He was 4 of 13 from the field. Cam once again scored a lot of points in a short period of time. Who cares?
Because the stats out there, and that's what they're leaning into.
That's what everybody's leaning into.
But, I mean, that obviously was a highly inefficient game and a total ass-kicking. Yeah. That's not the question.
And he said, otherwise, we're going to be going back and forth to the G League.
Well, Cam, what I love is Ime Udoka just kept it honest. There was none of this sugarcoating anything. He goes, what do you see? Well, I saw him make some baskets when the game was out of hand, and I saw opportunities for him to make the extra pass and took a shot. Like, that's why Ime Udoka is the right coach for this. Would you in your life hear Stephen Silas say that? Would he even harp on anything like that? Ime Udoka is telling you, if you don't make the extra pass, like, I guarantee you, Cam knows he wasn't happy after the game, despite people's – I didn't even know this was an actual thing.
Oh, my God. Like, it's
Cam's
every game.
Points per minute.
Every game, it's Cam's points per minute.
I mean, okay, we've done that. Can we move on? It's cool. I mean, I think Cam Whitmore has tremendous talent, but that's not something to spotlight after that game he had.
No.
That wasn't a good game that he had. It was a bad game for the team. And Ime Udoka, I love that he just told you, yeah, he's not making the extra pass.
So there's a lot of talk. As a matter of fact, RJ just texted, and he said, hey, Cam's going to be the reason that they get rid of Jalen. We'll take him off your hands. I say, you can have Jalen. now, for the right price, right?
Yeah.
So, now, Zach LaVine was being talked about.
And Zach LaVine's like, you're trading me to Detroit? Surgery.
I'm done for the year.
You're not doing that Blake Griffin thing to me.
No.
Sending me to Siberia.
Done for the year.
Yeah, out.
I'm out.
Out. Done.
And they said, oh, what a blessing for the Detroit general manager that he didn't take him, you know, because of this. No, actually, you caused him to be a season-ending surgery.
Yeah, he would have, if he heard, the Lakers, imminent trade to Lakers, he wouldn't have had that surgery.
No. But there was some talk, maybe, I don't even be bad, Mikal Bridges has been talked about for Jalen. There's a lot of smoke out there that Jalen is really, really on the block here.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, why would he not be?
We didn't get into it because
things.
I don't know.
I've been talking about this. You already know there's a dead end. You can't pay him. So he has to be dealt, and the longer you wait, the less value he has.
Well, then people respond, he's only 21, Lance.
Great. So that's why he has trade value.
He's one of the great 21-year-old scorers in NBA history, just so you know.
Great.
Under the age of 21. Right.
He's got the most losses in history for a 21-year-old, probably.
Well, probably. He's right there, I would imagine.
I mean honestly, I don't know the math. It's probably a true stat that I'm putting out there.
Cade Cunningham, I don't know how old Cade Cunningham when he got drafted, but if they're pretty close because Cade's been suffering.
He was a freshman, too.
So it's probably suffering the same type of
thing. Right.
Yeah, they're probably neck and neck.
That draft.
And, in fact, maybe Cade's taken over this year.
Cade's probably taken over. But if you know the end result is you're not keeping him, which you're not, I understand that people get excited about this, but can you envision a world where – you got a $20 million small forward in Dylan Brooks. You got a $30-plus million Şengün and a $30-plus million Jalen Green. And those are your three highest-paid players. Because I'm counting Fred out. Fred's your highest-paid player. If you pick up the option on him on a third year, then you got a 40, a 30, a 30, a 20. Like, no, I can't see Jalen Green being the second-highest-paid player on the team.
That means
he needs to be the second best player.
Well, now Ime's catching it a little bit because he's playing Fred for 29 minutes a game. Or was it 20? No, he's 29 years old and he's playing 36 minutes a game, which is like fifth most in the league or something.
Yeah.
Well, Amen wasn't here. What was he going to do? And now Fred's out for who knows how long. It could be a while. So you're going to have a heavy dose of Amen Thompson. He better be ready. And guess what they're not going to do? Win. Because when Fred and Alpi are on the floor together, their production is off the charts. Without one of them, it's drastic how different this basketball team is. So you better be ready for this team to not be. Listen, I don't know what Ime could do. I love Ime, by the way. Him saying that about Cam when everybody else is, oh, look at Cam, Cam, Cam in his minutes per game, and oh, my goodness, what a great score. Oh, yeah? Well, Cam's going back to the G League if you don't turn it around.
There's a right way to play. He's instilling the right way to play for the players, and it takes time.
Well, how about you're right about Steven Silas. If Steven Silas was still the coach here, Cam would be he would be celebrating. He'd be averaging
20.5 points a game,
and they'd suck,
you
know, still.
And it'd be like, can you imagine Cam, KPJ? And well, KPJ would obviously, regardless of who the coach was, he wasn't coming back, but. Can you imagine, man? Okay, we got Cam and Jalen and Shingun. This is going to be – and I still think that way in a sense, but I also understand that Jalen's lot is cast. It's not – he is not going to be a Rocket on a second contract. I firmly believe that because I think the Rockets see things more clearly now. They're not blinded by the vibes.
Yeah.
And I think they understand building the team requires – the right pieces for Ime's vision. And I just don't think Jalen, as the second player, as the highest paid player, the second highest paid player, this doesn't make a lot of sense. He's not consistent enough.
Yeah.
He's just not. And don't tell me about his 5-game stretch. I'm done hearing that. I've seen that guy's had a lot longer stretches of really good basketball. He's good. He's not good. He has got talent. He's got a chance to be really good, but he's also got a chance to be inconsistent. And, I don't know that he is the right fit for what Shingun is going to do. Shingun is the guy you work around.
Yeah.
Everything revolves around Shingun and the pieces that fit with him.
Well, I don't know what he can do, but he's got their second worst road record in the NBA. They got 5 wins, which is the second worst, and the only Detroit is worse. They got to figure out a way to win on the road, and I don't know how that happens, especially now that Fred VanVleet is down. We'll see how long that's going to be. It could be a month or more that Fred VanVleet's out now. That's scary. Time to talk about Houston Safe and Lock. It is the biggest. Westheimer in the Beltway. All right. And King Safe, which is the same company. King Safe and Lock is located near I-10 and Wirt. It's 975safe.com. Go to the website and see whichever location is nearest you. You can click on that location and see what they've got. Derek DeSola is the owner, and he will personally help you with whatever your need is. Now, the locksmith services, it's one-stop shop for everything that you need. Commercial, residential, lock sales, installation, locksmith services. Do you need to change your locks at your house? Or do you need to change, if you need to change your locks at your business, you need to get the Medico, where you have master key systems, access control systems, smart lock installations. They can rekey, they can do it all. Whatever, and they're experts in this. So if you have multiple people, 20 people going in and out of your business, 4 or 5 different doors, and you need locks for all of those doors, yet you need all those people, they could do it with your phone. They know how to do this. If you're having a problem, any kind of problem whatsoever, or you need any kind of lock, 713-522-5555. Ask for Derek DeSola or 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
Just two guys in their natural habitat, a sportsbook and casino. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97. Did you see what was making the rounds yesterday all over Twitter?
Yeah, about my mock draft.
I saw that.
I was the talk of the town. I was the belle of the ball.
Well,
that's what people are saying.
Belle of the ball suggests people like you.
Yeah, that's a lot of people like this more.
It suggests you were attractive in some
way. Well, I didn't get as much hate as I usually do, to be honest with you. I was a little, I don't want to say disappointed, but just very small amounts of pockets. Now, the NFL did not retweet. They did not tweet out my mock draft.
Then, yeah.
The at NFL account, so that's why I was safe for now.
But you will get it. You'll get it.
Oh, I'll get it. Yeah.
But did you see this? Diana Russini.
She is really.
She's got a new job, man. She's got to make.
She's the athletic. She is kind of. I don't want to say muckraking, but she's...
Oh, she's muckraking.
Well, she is. She's not afraid. Is this more Ben Johnson stuff?
No.
Okay.
Because that's another one.
She was in there shaking the Ben. Well, that's because Detroit didn't like it. Washington didn't like getting turned down, so they're putting stories out there like, we really didn't like Ben Johnson. We didn't want to sign that five-star anyway.
So somebody said that Ben Johnson really screwed himself, that a lot of people in the NFL don't like him or are pissed at him right now because he let them get on the plane, and then he told them, while they were on their way, he said, I'm not taking your job. But instead of telling them before they got on the plane.
Well, that's Washington making sure that media members
knew that. But here's what Diana Rossini said yesterday. I had a GM at the Senior Bowl who mentioned to me Vrabel's physical build, that he's a very large human being and can be very intimidating to people in an organization that are going to be part of these decisions. So from one guy that mentions how big Mike Vrabel is.
And it was probably like, would you want to hire him? Look at him. He'll rip your head off if he doesn't like Well, it could be something just like that that turns into.
So this makes me nuts. First of all, the fact that you wouldn't hire a guy because he's big is and
you mean
not,
like big, like a strong, like
big, strong guy.
You mean like a former outside line, a defensive end, outside linebacker for the Patriots, like a football player
might look like, right?
Who could race you up?
Or in Detroit, maybe he looks like
Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Maybe he looks like a football player and he's intimidating. So first of all, that's stupid. Secondly, that the media would run with this, that that's the reason that Mike Vrabel wasn't hired, is just ridiculous. Because one GM said something to Diana Rossini. I swear to God, my Twitter line was all of these people re-quoting this and saying, well, this is what's wrong with the NFL, or that people that these people are making decisions. Or that one guy made a comment, a flippant comment, and... And we're going to run with Diana Rossini.
Well, so should Diana Rossini not tell you what someone said?
But that it's now it's the reason that we're all just accepting.
Hold on,
where did it, on other people? Where did it take off though? Because of aggregation. Right?
Yeah, but what did she say?
I saw it. You know how I saw it? I didn't see it directly because I'm reading The Athletic. I saw it because of aggregation that goes on social media, and now it turns into a much bigger deal. Around the league, it wouldn't be a big deal at all. It's probably a guy just saying, man, this guy is big. Like, he'll rip your head off if you disagree with him. That's probably the comment. And Diane, and for, like, that's one that I just sit on that. I don't turn it into a, according to one general manager I spoke with at the Senior Bowl, that's not something you report.
No.
That's just like a funny thing you laugh about.
That's something she's reporting.
I know, and she is.
Like it's the authoritative word on why Mike Vrabel didn't get a job.
So she probably didn't have her contract renewed at ESPN because that's what happens. You know, it's just didn't, you know, the contract was up. Because I don't think they cut her. She had her baby.
Well, she had a lot of people that got cut. There were a lot of
people. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so now she needs to make a name for herself because I'm seeing her name all over a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, so I think
what did she do that long ago? What was it? The other.
Well, there was a Ben Johnson stuff, but there was something before that. Was it Bieniemy or the Jets or?
Oh, it was Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it was Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. So this is. It was audio. Actually, we could actually play it. She didn't initially tweet it. She was being interviewed, or maybe.
On like a podcast.
You got it. We got it.
Well, I'll send it to Brian.
Okay.
So it's audio.
That's right. Yeah.
And then she quote tweeted saying, I absolutely laugh at the notion, but the GM followed up by saying, I'm just telling you, I've been in rooms and somebody's physical presence can make a difference. So she thought it was stupid, but she said, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, maybe we're giving her too much crap, but
the reaction by the media.
But isn't that on everyone else?
Well, then that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying how stupid it is.
See, ally. Let's do a fist bump.
I'm not bumping you.
Do you want a fist bump?
Yeah, a fist bump.
It's a dap, by the way, not a fist bump.
You guys are sitting close, really.
It's not as close to you two in the
close
car.
As I'd like to.
Mike's way over there because he's a little uncomfortable with you two. Okay? He's a little uncomfortable with how you two are right now. To me, it made me go, are you kidding me? She says one GM. And you should see the number of people that are retweeting this and commenting on how bad the NFL is because of this. When it's just a flippant comment.
I know, that's the blow everything out of proportion thing.
It's unbelievable.
Just a problem.
It's unbelievable.
In everything.
And then there's, did you see David Carr's quote?
About
George Kittle?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Is David Carr gloating after the Jalen Hurts stuff?
No.
We got audio. Hey, Brian.
I got it. I gave it to him.
I put the Rossini audio on there, too. We can get to that, too. But, yeah, he was, you know, sitting around talking, and he made a flippant comment about the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship.
Here's David Carr talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and George Kittle, as a matter of fact.
One covered for opening ceremonies, but for you, is there a player that might steal the show?
George Kittle. So I'm glad Taylor Swift is out of the country, because if she sees George Kittle, she might rethink the tight end that she chose.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm saying.
He's married to his college sweetheart.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come
on. That's my bad. That's my bad.
Shout out to Claire Kittle out there.
Oh, David. First of all, George Kittle is not a good-looking dude.
No, but
he's got kind of a... I mean, somebody stringy hair.
Yeah. He's not my type.
No, he looks like a wildling.
he
looks like a wildling. It's Kelce's over Kittle. And
the only reason...
No, Claire Kittle's a good person, David.
I don't know what she looks like. But this is only because Taylor Swift... I know you can.
Isn't she making the jackets?
No, that's Juszczyk's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's Juszczyk's
wife.
Yeah.
So the only reason that... he won't have to apologize for that is because Taylor Swift is famous. Like, if he was talking about Travis Kelce's regular girlfriend, it'd be over for Carr.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But she's a public figure. You can take the shot.
Which, by the way, can your boss suck up anymore?
George Kittle did well.
Claire
Kittle?
Surprisingly.
He did better than Travis Kelce. He don't want no Taylor Swift.
A little bit of a Dua Lipa look.
What?
A little bit.
Let me see.
He loves that stuff.
So he does. But your boss. Oh, she's in. Your boss,
Todd Farquharson,
Goodell, Roger Goodell. Oh, okay. Oh my God, he was slobbering all over.
All over what?
Taylor Swift. It was gross. Okay.
You mean
he met the media yesterday and didn't answer any questions as usual.
Popular woman in the world?
I mean, Rock answers questions when he's asked stuff, okay? That's what The Rock does.
No, he doesn't.
Okay?
About the Fast and Furious movies? Is that
what
he's answering? Yeah.
If you ask The Rock about...
We're just hoping to make sure we have a season this year, because we haven't had one in 3 years!
And go watch Hobbs and Shaw Prime.
Right.
What is The Rock answer?
The
Rock is hoping to have a season. The Rock is hoping to actually have a schedule. We're playing at Rice Stadium.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
Well, that's because they're renovating TDECU.
Cole Kubelik texts me. He goes, hey, is Rice Stadium nice? Is it a nice stadium? And I just said, because he's going to be calling the games, apparently, sideline.
That's a guy.
And all I said was,
that's a guy who does a lot of SEC football. He's going to be like, they play college football here?
Oh, I said, they still play football here? No, it is not. Yeah. I said, I don't think it's been renovated ever.
It's terrible. But then TDECU is being renovated. That's why. Because they'll be back at TDECU. We're going to be back here at the DraftKings Sportsbook, my friends. Louisiana's largest sportsbook, 12,000 square feet of premier sports betting, over 3,200 square feet of LED screens. We're looking at them right now, loving life here at the DraftKings Sportsbook. While you're watching games, you can play blackjack. You've got bar top video. You've got slot machines in here. It's perfect, perfect, perfect. It's where you want to come get your big game on or make your plans right now to be here for the NCAA tournament for March Madness. It is so much fun. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. You've got 1,100 rooms, 18-hole championship golf course, 12 restaurants, Blue Martini nightclub, a 2-acre pool. You've got all of the entertainment that's coming, including Gladys Knight and the Pips, Shane Smith, Kevin James, Cooper Allen, Rev Run, Dylan Scott, on and on and on. It's just nonstop fun, hijinks, and hilarity. Look, you're looking for a great place, just 2 hours down the road. Forget Vegas. It takes too long. It's too expensive. This is the place to be. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
John.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pump it up.
Come on, Digna. It's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.